Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Little late getting to Trey Essex here. We blame Nicholas Harry Callis. Even though he's not here, I'm sure it's still his fault anyhow. Trey Essex is with us now, host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. I highly recommend it. Oh, yeah, and by the way, two-time Super Bowl champion. He's on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Trey, I want to talk football, but we have to talk about the DK Metcalf thing first. Your take on that situation. Mm-hmm. Also, good morning.
Good morning. Happy holidays, fellas.
Same to you, bud.
Happy holidays.
This is a weird situation. I didn't expect 2 games, the suspension. I did expect the NFL to do something. Maybe he can appeal it and get it back down to 1. But he has to take a lot of onus on his behalf because he went out of his way to go to the stands. Now, what transpired once he got there, that's between them two. He said versus he said, so who knows? Hopefully he can plead his case, but nonetheless surprising, and I think he has to take some of the onus. Like, yeah. I said, he went out of his way to go confront that guy.
Trey, I want to get your thoughts on Dylan Cook and how he's playing up front. Obviously thrown in there, doesn't have a lot of pedigree, but it seemed to play pretty good football in Broderick Jones's stead.
It's been quite awesome to see how well he's been playing and how he plays. It's not like he looks like a 10-year vet out there, and I'm not exaggerating with the way he approaches. He seems to be a very smart football player. He's very calm and collected. He always plays with a lot of balance. It's just 2 games in, I didn't expect this at all, and truth be told, I think this is the best that position has looked in quite a while.
Yeah, the offensive line going into the Detroit game had allowed the lowest pressure rate in the entire NFL, and I think it's been even better of late, Trey. And I don't think Rodgers, even when the Steelers' offense was going through the doldrums, was ever really the problem, though he played very poorly against the Chargers. But when he's got time, I mean, he's been playing as good a football as anybody in the league, no?
He has been, and I think it's a combination of things. I think when you come into a new team, a new situation with as young as this O-line was, with the inexperience that they had, I think it took a while for him to trust what was in front of him, to trust that he was protected, to trust that he could hold on to the ball and look downfield and make the type of plays he's been making lately. And I think these last 3 games, you really see that he's staying in the pocket. He trusts that there is going to be a pocket. He's moving He's not afraid to extend plays. And so with all that combined, you're seeing his best football at the same time that his O-line is playing its best football as well. They are on the rise. Got to give Pat Meyer so much credit, especially with what has to happen with the left side alone between all the injuries that Isaac has had to deal with, four left tackles in three games or four games. Spencer Anderson, my goodness, playing four different positions throughout the game, left guard, left tackle, fullback, tight end. I got to tell you, fellas, that is not easy to do. They're doing some unorthodox things on the O-line. Got to give Pat Meyer a lot of credit because these guys are doing it and there's no mental errors happening. There's not a lot of penalties happening at all. No holdings, no false starts. It's been amazing.
Trey, is Kenneth Gainwell the Steelers' best offensive player?
Charlie said it yesterday on our show, man. He is right now the MVP on the offense. And he thinks that obviously, Aaron Rodgers is the most valuable player on our offense, but he thinks if it came down to it and the team or the coaches said they're going to give it to A-Rod be like, nah, give it to Gainwell because he deserves it that much. They seem to be developing a really cool rapport. He is taking upon himself to get Gainwell paid. And that catch, amazing, wow. Man. It's not enough words to describe how awesome that catch was and how big it was at that time in the game. So, every week he's doing something. And I remember early this year, we were all clamoring, like, why isn't Warren getting the ball? Why isn't Warren getting the ball? Gainwell is why Warren isn't getting the ball as much. But it's good to see them both work in conjunction this last game because everybody was talking about the two-headed back in Detroit when the Steelers had a better, much better duo.
Kenneth Gainwell's catch and then the wherewithal to get up and score, that's the play of the season for the Steelers. I think that changed the entire complexion of the game. And from a physical standpoint.
You lost it in the lights too, right?
It's one of the most incredible catches I've ever seen. I don't even think that's hyperbole. On the topic of the defense, though, because you talk about the running backs that Detroit had coming into the game, they're as good as it gets. What have the Steelers done these last 2 weeks to shut down a really hot running game in Miami and one of the best in the league in Detroit, Trey? Is it a schematic thing they're doing? What's the deal?
Well, they're playing together, just like the offensive line took some time to play together. I thought the D-line early on and some of the issues they would get into, they were playing some selfish football. Everybody was just trying to do their own thing. They seem to be working better in conjunction. The chemistry has picked up. Obviously, Harmon's been gone, but even last week, without Harmon and TJ, they were able to have the success that they had. And then, of course, Harmon comes in, and it's even better. What he did to his Oregon Duck teammate on Sunday was – He kicked his butt.
That was more offensive than what Metcalf did.
But can I tell you this? I don't even think it's an exaggeration. Cam Hayward at 36 years old is doing something that's never been done before, in my opinion. He is the best interior D lineman in the league, and I don't even think it's that close.
He's played the most snaps of that position in the league at 36.
That's insane.
With injuries all around him.
That is just crazy.
Takes two to block him. He's been terrific in totality, Trey.
Did you see that still when Duggar got his safety? He's taking up three blockers by himself.
Insane.
You wonder why they're stopping a run. I mean, you get guys like that up front. In totality, Trey, you played on a team that got hot, obviously in the playoffs and won a Super Bowl in that stadium. And then obviously in 2009, you guys were on top of the league. This team, though, has started to catch its stride. Would you qualify this team as A, dangerous, and even more so, would you say they are a Super Bowl contender?
It's not yes and yes, but I say it because not so much them, and in large part to the state of the AFC as a whole.
Yeah.
I think they can absolutely beat anybody that is projected to be in the playoffs as of right now. They also could lose to anybody in that top seven. So, there's nobody that absolutely scares me in front of us. I think on a game-to-game basis, if they play how they played against Detroit, they can make a run through the AFC.
Trey, you are the man. We love the podcast. Everybody should check it out. The Snap Count Show with Trey Essex and Charlie Batch. Thanks for being a part of the show this year. We will talk to you on the other side in 2026, Trey, but we really appreciate everything, man, and you have a great Christmas.
All right, you guys too. Have a good one.
Be well.
You rock. the great Trey Essex. So now we got Bostic, ball knower.
Mm-hmm.
Essex, ball knower. Dom and Starkey, ball knowers.
Yeah.
All saying the Steelers can contend.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
For a Super Bowl. A long, long, long time. Look at the Steelers and can envision them in the Super Bowl. Contending for the Super Bowl. Have I lost my mind?
I think that's a bridge too far, but if the Steelers get the right matchups and potentially could play two playoff games at home, could I see them going to the AFC Championship? Yes. Now, he would parse that, and he would say, if you see them going to the AFC Championship, then you got to be able to see them going to the Super Bowl. I just don't think they can run through three teams in a row.
They just did.
Yeah, but none of them are going to make the playoffs. And I think that's unfair to Detroit. It's a fact. But I think it's unfair to Detroit because I think if Detroit was in the AFC, I think they might be vying for the top seed. I really do. I think they're that talented offensively, and I think they're that well coached. And I'm impressed by this three-game run. Before the three-game run, I thought they were going to have a losing season. After the Ravens game, I was like, show me a little bit more. Then they did it against Miami, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe you can win a playoff game. So as time moves on and as information changes, so too should opinion. I just can't see them playing in the Super Bowl. Should we take some calls?
Let's do it.
Tim and Cranberry, hello. You've been waiting for a very long time.
You're not busy. Give me a call and let's talk.
What's up, Tim?
Oh,
you're on the air, buddy.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, man?
You hear me?
Yep.
I was just going to say, you know, on the DK issue, behind him was either the usher or the manager of the section. If you look at the photo, you'll see they're wearing credentials. And I have 7 years working down at Acrisure Stadium, so I have firsthand experience. That is definitely not permitted in Pittsburgh. And if somehow you got down there to do that, you would be ejected. So
you're not the first person to say this, Tim. We've had a couple of other ushers from Acrisure reach out, and I do appreciate the call. I think the NFL screwed up by allowing that guy even back in the stadium after DK reported him last year. I think security did a terrible job, but that still doesn't absolve, in my opinion, DK Metcalf. You can't put yourself in that position. If you see the fan and you say, hey, I reported this guy before, you should kick him out, I think that's the appropriate action. You can't walk over to him. You can't. You can't put yourself in that position. That's what the guy wants, first of all. And second of all, if you can't trust yourself to not take it to the physical realm, then you just can't be there. So
yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think ultimately DK has to have more restraint than that in that moment.
Yeah.
But Tim makes a good point, right? I mean, yeah, the NFL is going to hold players to a high level of accountability. They should hold their staff and fans to a level of accountability as well for what they do. These are high stress, emotional games that, you know, players are invested in, and obviously DK made a decision to walk over there.
Right.
That's where the mistake was made.
Agreed.
And the fact that nobody, I mean, I know you're watching the game, but like no assistant coach or quality, somebody had eyes on him to go over there, or a player. You know, obviously DK is a grown man, so he's going to do what he wants to do. But I mean, if I were Mason Rudolph or somebody, and I had eyes on I would be like,
yeah,
dude, you know, like, chill out.
Because I agree.
DK, you know, he's been known to, he's got a fiery side to him.
Sure.
He gets into skirmishes on the field, and I did not know that there was a history between him and this fan.
And that's why I think there was a failure from the top on down, from the NFL to the stadium security.
You can't escalate it, though.
You absolutely cannot. You cannot go over there. You cannot put yourself in that situation. And I said this, I've had three buddies go to Vegas for their bachelor parties. I've skipped all three because I don't want to put myself in that situation.
You don't trust yourself.
God knows what Crowley's going to do.
Well, now,
I'm going to start counting cards. I'm going to get arrested.
What was it, Cleveland, that Harrison, you know, suplexed that one?
Yes.
So, like, again, if you parallel the two situations, this Lions fan obviously didn't get onto the field. But he damn near got on the field
and
was heckling DK. And DK, I mean, again, I'm not defending what he did. He didn't hit him with a hook to the jaw. Like, he kind of took his hair and threw it back at him.
It was more of a shove.
If he would have, like, you know, threw him over the ropes and then just started, you know, waylaying on him on the ground and pound, I'd be like, whoa. But, like, Harrison suplexed the dude on the field.
He did. I will also add that, and I have no idea.
And I love that. It's one of the greatest videos of all time.
Yeah, once you cross onto the field.
Yeah, all bets are off.
All bets are off. I will say that if what, and I have no clue, no clue, and I don't want to make a prediction on such a thing. If the guy said what DK alleged that he said, whether in the past or at the time, and we have video, so I didn't see it in the video, but if he said that at any point, if he said it to his face and he wants to swing on him, I can't say I blame him.
Right.
Again, that's why if you're DK, you got to know you can't put yourself in that situation. Because you're a human being, man. And at that point, if someone's going to say that stuff to your face, yeah, I can't trust myself. I know. You start saying stuff about my mom. You start saying stuff about, the worst word in the English language. Okay.
Yep.
So you got to know, hey, that guy right there, get him out of here. Here's what he's done. Blah, blah, blah. That's the only way to handle it.
So his appeals this week?
Yeah, but it's going to be heard by Goodell. I don't feel good about it.
Man.
I don't see how Roger Goodell, after reading the statement that the NFL released, can be the commissioner that says, oh, you hit a fan. Ah, two games too strong. I just don't think that's going to happen.
They couldn't reduce it to a game and a fine?
They could.
You know, like, to me, I don't want to excuse what he did because he crossed the line. He went too far. He put himself in a very vulnerable situation. He deserves to be punished for that.
Yes.
He has to atone for that. However, you could have Steelers-Ravens for a playoff spot. I'm dead serious.
Well, I think that's why Lamar didn't get suspended earlier in the season.
Two games without pay. Okay, he has to pay the fine equal to the pay for his final game.
Well,
now, the other thing, too, did I read that this voids his guaranteed money?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
That's a costly swing, my man. The thing that drives me most nuts about all of this because there's so many pieces to this. I think the NFL should have suspended him.
But I thought it'd be a game.
But
personally,
I thought it'd be a game. Two is heavy-handed to me when Lamar did a two-handed shove to a player in Buffalo, got zero, and in the NFL statement, it says players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day. There's no gray area there.
No.
So what Lamar did should have been a suspension. He got zero. I think what DK did should warrant a suspension. But if one guy gets zero, the other guy can't get two.
Yeah, it should be one.
Yes.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that.
We can continue to take calls on this. I want to talk football, though, too. Ball Rock Pill. Pigskin. And we got a room full of people here. We got Joe Starkey saying this team could contend for a Super Bowl championship. Do you agree? 412-928-9370.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million
much better than Mariah Carey. Much
for
better.
The holidays, you
except he's standing up smoking a cigarette while he's singing this, not laying down on a couch.
You know what I've noticed? When you start ranking the holiday songs, and when you talk about your favorite holiday songs, the most popular holiday songs, very few of them have anything to do with Jesus. It's like Christmas shoes. It's, hey.
Frosty the Snowman.
Hey, baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold outside.
Why don't you come in here and give me a little
chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Yeah.
Right. When last I checked, you know, Jesus, born in Bethlehem, they never saw snow. Not one time. There's no snow. I got to stay warm for the holidays. Oh, yeah, by the way, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Very little in the way of Jesus. And
what's your favorite? What's your favorite holiday song? Well, Dom, we're going to ask. We're going to get yours, too.
Silent Night. Holy Night. It's about Jesus. That's what the holiday's
the only
supposed
problem,
to be about.
That's your favorite song? The next line is all is calm. Mm-hmm. You? Nothing is calm.
Not calm.
Dom, what's your favorite holiday song?
Probably Last Christmas by Wham.
I like that one, too.
That one's a classic.
Great video, too.
I'm a big Dean Martin, Baby, It's Cold Outside. Like, that is a great... Dean Martin's my all-time
favorite.
Didn't
that get canceled?
I was just about to say that song got canceled, Pat.
That's fine. He's from Steubenville, Ohio. Big Red, baby. That's fine.
He got canceled? Don't care. He's from Steubenville. Verb of the Berg.
Dude, love Dean Martin.
I love Dean Martin, too. Everyone relax. My man is trying to protect his lady from...
I'm not getting into this. It's cold outside.
Meanwhile, now, it's going to be like 60 degrees and rainy.
That's the worst for Christmas.
It's ass!
That's the worst for Christmas.
Have you ever, by the way, heard of a baby be referred to as tender and mild? Hey, maybe you go to a Ruth's Chris.
Well,
I'd like the tender, mild...
Well, babies are tender.
I've never once...
The mild part, I don't understand.
Never once. Hey, Adam. Oh, I never met the baby Fiona.
As a foam to firm and spicy?
Correct.
As opposed to that?
Oh, that baby. Firm and spicy. Also,
like
Joseph in no songs.
Joseph.
No love for the stepdads out there.
I know.
Joseph not included in anything. The most forgotten carpenter in the history of the world.
You just went like...
I went to Catholic school.
You did, and you went all in on this, man. Like, it is burning inside of you.
That's right. I have takes.
And you're not calm at all. And Silent Night's your favorite song.
Texter writes in, so Jordan Davis got a one-game suspension for spitting on someone. DK got 2 games for throwing some knuckles. What's more degrading, spitting on or punching? It's BS.
Good point.
It's more degrading.
Player to player.
Personally, it is player to player, which totally different circumstance. Also, I think it depends on the person. Like, I would rather have Dom punch me than spit on me. I would rather have Doran spit on me than punch me.
I wouldn't want Jordan Davis or DK Metcalf to punch me.
No, I would rather have, if I'm a fan, and this guy can either spit on me or punch me.
Wasn't it Jalen Carter?
Yes.
It wasn't Jordan Davis.
Whatever. Texter.
Yeah, Jalen Carter spit.
Mm-hmm. It was Jalen Carter.
Get it right.
My bad. 412.
Check your sources, dude.
928-9370. Let's go to Jonathan Lower Burl. Hi, Jonathan.
Crowley, Starkey, how we doing?
It's Bostic, but we're doing great.
We're doing incrinculant.
So I have a question and a statement. If we're all talking about, you know, going to the AFC Championship and all that, who do you put your trust in to replace DK?
There's the list.
Well, to be fair...
That's my list right there.
To be fair, they would have him back for that run, provided they win one of these last two or Baltimore loses.
Go, Pat, go. I'm terrified of the Cleveland game now, Patty.
Did you just cut him off for a statement?
I thought he was done.
He had a question and a statement. You just cut him off.
Yeah, call back. 412-928-9370. They would be fair.
Can they not beat the Browns without DK Metcalf?
They absolutely should beat the Browns without DK Metcalf. But... They lost there against Jameis Winston, DTR, Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
They've lost 5 of 6 games in Cleveland. Yeah. They don't beat him there without Ben.
Not with Rogue Rodgers.
I know, but who's he going to throw to?
Yeah, throw to MVS. He's going to throw to Scotty Miller. He's going to throw to Calvin Austin. He's going to throw to Matt Washington and Pat Freiermuth's going to have an increased role in the offense. Jonnu Smith is going to throw the ball out of the backfield to Kenneth Gainwell. I mean, you don't feel good about that compliment?
I feel better about it.
And they got Shedeur Sanders at quarterback.
That's the best part. I think that guy's going to get sacked 8 times.
Quinshon Judkins got hurt, didn't he?
He did, and it looked
really bad.
Not good.
Really bad.
No, I feel great about the Steelers defensively against the Browns. I mean, I haven't felt better all year. But offensively in that building, Miles going for the sack record.
Give him on the first play. He's going to Brett Favre with Michael Strahan. He's going to roll. First play of the game, just take one, get it over with.
Well, how about this little angle? If the Go Pack goes, do win the game.
You play Rodgers.
I play Mason Rudolph. And could you imagine Myles Garrett getting the sack against Mason Rudolph that breaks the record?
I'll go a step further. You're going to think I'm crazy here. If the Steelers are ever in a position where they don't need to play their starters, I'm playing Will Hyatt.
I would too.
I'm playing Will Hyatt at least a half.
Yeah.
I want to see Will play.
And, hey, Mason's your backup. You might need him.
You don't need to play.
I don't need him getting hurt.
He doesn't need to play.
Texter, you can get all kind of diseases from spit, Adam. Well, it depends on who's spitting. I mean, if the guy has tuberculosis, no, don't spit on me. Regularly, I mean, if you spit on me, hey, quick, I feel like I'm not going to get any
quick,
kind of disease.
Before you spit on me, do you have any illnesses at the moment?
Can I see a blood test, please?
Oh, man.
Texter, the Lamar thing is apples to oranges because Lamar got shoved first. So that was my original take yesterday that, hey, that's the difference. However, then the NFL comes out with their statement. They say players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day.
It doesn't say if you're provoked, you can do whatever you want.
Correct. There's no gray area there. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Did the guy from Lower Bill call back? No, he did not.
Well, you cut him off very rudely.
I didn't mean to.
He asked, his question, though, was assumed that DK was suspended for the remainder of the season, including the playoffs. If they make the playoffs, he's playing. He's back.
Yes.
So, that maybe I don't even want to know his statement then. Because he was factually incorrect with his question.
Yeah, I cut him off at the appropriate time.
I agree with you. More power to you, fella.
We'll keep taking calls because it's fun. If you'd like to interject your favorite Christmas carol, we can have that conversation too. My favorite meal of the year coming up on Thursday.
Really?
Wednesday. Seven Fishes.
Oh, yeah. I had an abridged Seven Fishes in back out east on
it's the best.
On Saturday. It was outstanding. My mother-in-law, phenomenal.
The best.
What's your favorite course of the Seven Fishes?
We do a lobster bisque.
Or do you?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Mm-hmm. And a clam chowder. And I got to go linguine and clam sauce.
Linguine and clam sauce is money.
Mm-hmm.
This year my mother-in-law does this pasta. It's like a thick bucatini noodle.
Oh yeah,
with like a sardine-based tomato sauce.
Oh, give it to me.
With toasted breadcrumb, the toasted breadcrumb on top. And I got some bread at Mediterra that we took back.
Yeah, you did.
Some paisano bread, and it was phenomenal, outstanding.
I love Thanksgiving. And there are some people think Thanksgiving's overrated. I love it all. The stuffing, everything. You got the football on. But the best meal for me is the Seven Fishes. What would you call her? Grandma-in-law.
Yeah.
She's from Italy, right off the boat.
Italy.
And her husband used to work at Bankovitz for like 30 years.
Oh, man.
And so he would bring stuff home. Well, 1 year before Seven Fishes, the power went out. And so all of the crustaceans died because it was too cold.
Callus was sleeping with it.
That's right. He just let it rot in the producer booth. It was the greatest lobster bisque of all time. It was like 15 damn lobsters in there.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable, Harry. He's not here. Texter, I'm sorry. Terrible take. Little drummer boy. No, you take your pa-rup-a-pum-pums and you shove them up your bum-bum-bum-bum. I ain't here for little drummer boy. That song will get in your head, and you'll never get it out of your head. Same with Feliz Navidad.
Great song.
I'm good for that once a year, because then I hear it for the remaining 364 days.
Low-key, good song for my country music lovers out there. Christmas in Dixie, Alabama.
That got canceled, too.
Did it really?
No, that was the Dixie Chicks. They're now just referred to as...
The Chicks.
The Chicks. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Dom's about to get canceled. It is the anniversary of the greatest moment in NFL history. And because it's awesome, Dom hates it. We'll get to that next.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you...
Listen, bro, clearly she doesn't want to stay, man. Ease up. Back off.
Beautiful.
You know what's romantic?
He's being very polite, though.
Consent.
He's asking.
I actually agree with you. I'm just trying to cover our ass.
It's covered. It's a great song.
Just a cigarette more. God, is he speaking my language?
Oh, how about
man.
A pack?
I had a dream like 3 nights ago where I was smoking a cigarette. I haven't smoked a cigarette.
Will you ever smoke one again?
Yes. Anytime I get back with the college guys, someone will bring a pack and we'll have one or two. Which, kids, don't do that. But yeah, man. Hell yeah, I'll have a cigarette again.
Ripping a dart?
Abso-frutely. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. On this date in 1972.
And Bradshaw is back and looking again. Bradshaw running out of the pocket, looking for somebody to throw to, fires it downfield, and there's a collision. It's cut out of the air. The ball is pulled in by Franco Harris. Harris is going for a touchdown for Pittsburgh. Harris is going. 5 seconds left on the clock. Franco Harris pulled in the football. I don't even know where it came from.
That's so awesome.
The best.
So awesome.
And Jack Fleming with the definitive call. It was later deemed the immaculate reception by one. Do you know? Myron Cope.
Myron Cope.
Myron Cope. Now, the Steelers did not win the Super Bowl that year. They would lose the subsequent week to the Miami Dolphins, but that's the first playoff win in Steelers history. When I was younger and didn't understand the full history, I always thought, immaculate reception, hell of a play, surprise. What's the big deal? You didn't win the Super Bowl. You got bounced the next week. A little overrated. But when it's your first ever franchise playoff victory and you plant the seed against the soon-to-be-hated Raiders. The Raiders. It's the greatest play in the history of the NFL. The history of the sport. Now, I think that Tatum, yes. I think Tatum hit it. I do think it made contact with Tatum, which at the time, the rules were stupid. And if the defender makes the play, then
it's one of the greatest plays of all time.
And the wherewithal that Franco had to be in that spot. And he credited Joe Paterno. He said, Joe always told us, run to the ball. He ran to the ball. Now, Dom doesn't think that Franco even caught it, which I think is nonsense. I mean, I think we have clear evidence of him catching the football. I think what is up for question is whether or not it hit Tatum.
Well, so it wasn't caught, but as far as what you say, I think the rules were that if Fuqua hit it first, then it would have been fine if Franco caught it. Or
right.
Would it have been if Fuqua hit it first and it wasn't caught? Well, what's the ruling
let
there?
Let me tell you something, intern Dom. Let me school you up a little bit here. It canted. It was a great moment. And I've heard Bob Labriola of Steelers.com tell the story that the chief was actually in the elevator and missed it.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
That is unreal.
But just hearing that call in the audio, and that is legendary.
Should we do it again?
Absolutely.
A little Jack Fleming.
I love that stuff. With a little NFL films, can we play two
things at once? You want to pull up a little NFL films behind it?
Oh, that would be awesome. I'm currently on Spot Track.
I've heard it both ways.
Looking at NFL fines and suspensions this year.
Yeah.
Daron Payne punched Amon St. Brown in the face.
Yeah.
One game, $1.1 million fine. Metcalf, based on what I can see, is the second most money lost for an incident. And he's got.
Did Lamar get fined for the push?
What week was that, early?
Week one. While we look that up, the soothing sounds of an excited Jack Fleming.
And Bradshaw is back and looking again.
This
Bradshaw
is awesome.
Running out of the pocket, looking for somebody to throw to, fires it downfield, and there's a collision. It's cut out of the air. The ball is pulled in by Franco Harris. Harris is going for a touchdown for Pittsburgh. Harris is going. 5 seconds left on the clock. Franco Harris pulled in the football. I don't even know where it came from.
Probably Mr. and Mrs. Harris.
That NFL Films music is just, that hits a chord with me, man. You know, Larry Richard does a great John Facenda impression. An outstanding John Facenda impression. There are 32 teams in the National Football League, and then there are the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's the best.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
F that one.
Frolicking to and fro.
Screw the Raiders. How about this guy on Twitter who, in his bio, and I could say this because I went to Catholic schools, raised Catholic. He said, proud of my Catholic faith. All he ever does is insult me, which I didn't learn that at CCD. He called me an imbecile.
By the way, the reason the announcer was confused on where the ball came from was because it wasn't a legal play. And then Franco dropped it.
You don't. So you're not a fan of this immaculate reception, Dom?
No, I'm a fan of it. Pat, have you ever seen a definitive video that showed Franco catching the ball?
Yes!
No, you haven't.
Yes!
No, you haven't.
Yes, we have. And Myron, now Myron did say that TAE back in the day had a tape where you could see the ball clearly go off Tatum. Wonder where the evidence went on that.
So,
can you imagine that with replay?
With replay in slow motion, it's overturned, probably. And that is my problem with sports right now. Because my least favorite professional sport, and I think we could all agree on this, is the NBA. If you slow-mo'd all these Euro steps and how many times LeBron James has traveled in transition, the game would be unwatchable.
I agreed.
We're overdoing this with replay and replay assist.
See, I love the assist because it truly is clear and obvious, back to the ball and it's quick.
I go back to Likely's catch. I mean, that's a catch.
That's not a catch.
It's a catch.
It's not a catch.
Just like Jesse James got in the end zone.
He did. And I can hold both those opinions in my feeble little imbecilic brain.
I'm looking back at all these suspensions, man.
You can't punch a fan. Like you punch a player, that's a game, then I guess I can see why punching a two. But again, I can't get out of my head that Lamar Jackson two-hand shoves a guy and gets nothing.
No fine.
Nothing. Texter, what's the best way to quit smoking, Crowley, planning on starting on Christmas? I say this with 100% sincerity. Don't start on Christmas. Start today. Because I did the same thing. Monday I'll be done. Next Wednesday I'll be done. And then I'd make excuses. Well, if it's below 32 degrees outside with the dew point of blah, blah, I can still have one. Or, you know, it's a special occasion. No, you just got to quit. Now, I have said for a long time that I'm quitting Zyn and have not, but I keep kicking it down the road. You, Texter, I believe in. So quit today. Don't wait for Christmas.
Yeah, Lamar did not get fined.
See, that's ridiculous.
By the way, Crowley, just to clarify everything, I think the ruling was...
I said it backwards, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but if Fuqua hit the ball first and then it went to Franco, it would be illegal, which is exactly what happened.
Right, I said it backwards, yeah. I'm saying a lot of words. I got Christmas on the mind.
So you agree that the reception was an illegal play?
Nope. What's the history book say, Dom? We don't rewrite history on this here station. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy and cool all day, high of 46, low of 34. Thank you for cleaning up my mistake. I'm a moron and an imbecile. Your calls coming up next at 412-928-9370. Phone lines are stacked with people who want to talk about Metcalf, people who want to talk about whether or not the Steelers are true, legitimate contenders. We'll do all that. Plus, Doran, not here, still contributing to the show with a mighty hot take yesterday on the Twitter.com. That's all on the way, but first... Well, there's nothing. It's Fan Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.